Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Fionnuala Moynihan. I'm a classical concert pianist. And Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
We'll start with Ken on Facebook, who says, have you ever wanted to just go crazy during a classical concert and start playing your favourite chart songs?
You know, some strange things happen sometimes when you're playing. Possibly the most strange thing happened was the piano started rolling away across the stage. So at that point, yes, I did want to go crazy because someone hadn't put the breakdown. But you know what? Sometimes when you're playing these pieces, you'll find, like, I was doing a piece recently enough, a Poulenc wind quintet, and the theme tune to E.T. is in it. So sometimes you can actually even find your favorite chart songs in it if you're looking.
Do you have any favorites of those kind of movie themes, or, you know, pieces of music that people might know a bit better than, you say, your average classical piece?
In one way, the thing about classical music to me is that I grew up in a house where lots of different types of music were loved and played. And for me, I guess I don't want classical music to be elitist, to be perfectly honest with you. So I enjoy playing lots of different types. I suppose a film, let's say, score that I love playing, I'm sure everyone knows, Cinema Paradiso, for instance. I love that type of film score, you know. So I play that a lot. And often, like, if I'm playing concerts, and, you know, when people ask you to do something at the end, you know, an encore, I rarely play a classical piece. I'll usually play, you know, a film score, a Celtic piece, some song that I like that I've arranged myself. So I kind of play a lot of different stuff as well, you know.
One thing I've always wanted to ask a classical musician is, how come we know so much classical music in our minds? We as in people who aren't classical musicians. In other words, like, we probably don't know the name of any of the songs, but if you start playing a piece of classical music, we can sing along with all of it. How is that possible?
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose the thing about it is that classical music was, I suppose, the kind of pop music of the day. And the pieces that we know today, they became famous because they're brilliant pieces, and they've good songs that stick in your head. Like, any, you know, if you think of your favorite band or favorite singer, the ones that you remember, the songs you remember and that last over the decades, you know, are songs that have been just great, memorable hits.
Yeah, but I suppose sometimes we would listen to that actively, you know what I mean? Like, even if you don't, you know, if you've never searched out a classical album on Spotify or whatever, and yet if I still went like everyone else would go, and you're like,
I think ads on TV have a lot to answer for.
They might do. But
absolutely.
Yeah. And everyone's a fruit well. And nutcase. So, you know.
They're not all just ads, though.
No, they're not, you know. But I mean, I suppose lots of films, even, like, not even the main theme. Like, you could be watching, I don't know, Scorsese film or something like that, and some background theme that isn't even in the CD at the end of the film is probably something to do with Mozart or Beethoven or Tchaikovsky. So it crops up everywhere, I think, even in an elevator. I mean, you don't know sometimes what you're listening to when you're getting the lift up to the 10th floor, and it could be some random piece of, you know, fantastic classical music. Do you know what I mean? I think it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Not to sound scary, but it's kind of everywhere.
Katrina on Instagram asks, did you practice yourself as a child, or were you forced into it? And what would you suggest doing to keep a very talented 14-year-old interested?
I suppose I was probably, I don't know whether I was unusual or not, but I was never actually kind of forced into it. I just really liked doing it. I really liked practicing. I had loads of older brothers and sisters who all played as well. And it was just kind of what we did. But I mean, I think the main thing, though, is that if you force someone to do it, you'll turn them off for a while. My parents never forced me, which is probably why I preferred practicing than actually doing any form of study or homework in school. Do you know what I mean? But no, I think to keep someone interested, I think, you know, sometimes they need to have a social aspect to it as well. Like, for instance, if you're 14 and you get to be in the local choir or orchestra and stuff like that, that's really cool, because then you have friends, and you might do, when COVID isn't around, you know, you might do things like go for, you know, orchestral weekends away and all this sort of stuff. So I think kind of having people that you like in the business is good. And also, I think being able to play the stuff you like too. Like, sometimes people concentrate an awful lot on exams. It's not all about exams, and it's not all about competitions. It should be that you really want to play it. And then if you want to do an exam, do that.
You've mentioned Cinema Paradiso a couple of times. Let's have a listen to it and just remind people what it sounds like. John in Mayo wants to know, is there a certain concert hall in the world that you have always dreamed of playing?
Well, you know, I've been lucky to play in an awful lot of concert halls around the world. And actually, sadly, COVID prevented me from playing in the Cairo Opera House in Egypt, which, to be honest, I couldn't wait to play. So that is definitely on the top of my agenda when COVID finishes. If one was to, you know, have your absolute fantasy of giving a concert in some random, you know, place that you always loved, I'd love to play in the Colosseum in Rome. That's where I'd like to play, but wow. I don't think there's a concert hall.
Just
but
do
that's
it on
what
the floor.
I'd like to do.
A lot of people want to know, like Mary in Sligo says, are you always asked to play a tune at a party, and do you always play classical stuff?
Do you know what the funny thing is, actually? Because, you know, I've lots of friends who aren't musicians, and I've a lot of friends and family who are musicians. And, you know, when we get together, it's really a busman's holiday for someone to ask you to sit down at the piano when you've had three glasses of bubbles. Do you know what I mean? It's not what really you want to do. You know, I don't really get asked that often because I think my friends kind of know that I'm off work, so they don't ask. And then my family certainly don't ask because they're off work as well. So, you know, we do play together sometimes, or I play with my friends sometimes, but not really, no. I think people know me well enough, I think, to know that, like, if I'm out, I'm out.
Daniel in Crosshaven wants to know if you have a big grand piano in your sitting room. And if so, tell us about it.
Well, you know, I do have a beautiful grand piano. My parents bought it for me, actually. I was really lucky when I was 15. And they borrowed for it, actually, you know. And they bought me this gorgeous piano that I've always had with me. When I studied away for a lot of years, I was out of the country for about 10 years. But when I came back, I bought it back up with me, and yeah, I adore it. And it's I remember as a teenager when it came to the door, I was just, my God, I fell in love with it. It was beautiful. So yeah, I'm really lucky in that. And my parents kind of thought, you know, I think this is what she wants to do, and they really helped me along.
Jared on Instagram wants to know, can you play by ear? And that's a very interesting question, because often supercilious kind of jazz musicians can scoff at, you know, because they're equally talented. They can scoff at classical musicians who can only read what's on the page. So can you play by ear?
Absolutely. Well, I grew up playing by ear. I grew up as a traditional Irish musician first. My dad taught me music when I was very, very small. And so I always played by ear. So then I went into classical music later on when I was about 5 or 6. And then I obviously read music. But no, I always love, I suppose I call it kind of messing around on the piano is what I call it. But that's how I do my own arrangements too. I just pick up a tune and then, you know, see what I'd like to kind of do with the chords, with the rhythm, with stuff like that.
It's Today FM, it's Dermot and Dave. We're chatting to Fionnuala Moynihan, a classical concert pianist for Ask Me Anything. Someone wants to know, well, a lot of people want to know, who is your favourite composer?
Oh, you see, that's a really hard question. People always ask you that. Well, to be honest, I suppose I have a few that are really close to my heart. Mozart, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, Bach. And obviously, I mean, I better give a special mention to Mozart because that's what I'm playing all over Easter weekend in the Triskel, a lovely festival of Mozart. And yeah, I love Mozart because he's just, you know, he's so joyous and he can be so kind of moody and cheeky and in a bad mood as well. But it's music that really just puts you in a good mood. And I think everyone needs a bit of that these days, you know. So I love playing him.
Let's have a little listen to Mozart to remind people what he sounds like.
Sean in Carlowtown wants to know, do you ever get the urge to just hop on one of those pianos in a train station or an airport and totally boss it?
You know what? No, because I like listening to other people do it. I think that's kind of a thing sometimes that, like, I actually really like hearing what other people do on things like that. That's the thing about being a musician, and that's why I miss travel so much, is that you could be, like, in a station in the middle of, I don't know, Madrid or something, and someone will hop on and play one of these pianos, and you're like, great, what are they doing? And I love kind of listening to people like that. Do you know what I mean? So I'm more of a listener when I'm out than a hop on that piano person.
Well, the only people I ever hear playing them at train stations know one song, and that's Chopsticks.
Oh, yeah. We all love Chopsticks, yeah. yeah, well, you know what? It's funny, like, because I suppose I grew up always having a piano, and I think it's lovely when actually people can just hop on and play a piano. And actually, I teach in, I'm the resident pianist in Maynooth University, and students of mine, sometimes when they've come to their lessons and let's say they didn't get time to warm up, they warmed up on the piano in the train station. So actually, it's kind of funny. You never know who warms up on the pianos in the train station. You know, can be a real mix.
We'll leave the final question to Ed on Facebook, who wants to know, when people ask you what you think of a piano, do you struggle to avoid saying grand?
Yes, I do. Actually, you know what? When I went to college first, I went to England, and I used to always say, oh, that's grand, you know, whatever's grand. And I had a professor who, I don't know, I think he found my Irish accent quite funny anyway, but I sat down at the piano for my exam and he said, is the stool all right? And I said, yeah, it's grand. And he said, no, it's a concert grand you're playing. Oh. So, I've had that word a few times. You can tell Ed, all right, but I still love using it. I'm Irish after all. I'll always say grand.
Excellent. Absolutely. Fionnuala Moynihan, classical concert pianist, thanks so much for doing Ask Me Anything today on Today FM.
Thanks a million for having me. Pleasure.
Ask me. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM. Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.